Today, we're going to be watching recorded message of Reverend Sandy. She has the weekend off, so we'll be viewing one of her previous talks. It's titled Grateful, Thankful, and Blessed. She discusses going on beyond the intellectual experience of gratitude into the energetic core of feeling grateful. She explains how practicing gratitude on that deeper level shifts our perception so that we find ourselves living in a consciousness of appreciation and drawing onto ourselves more of which we are grateful for. So here's Reverend Sandy.
My talk title for today is Grateful, Thankful, Blessed. And I'd like for us to consider a little bit how there have been so many movements recently around an attitude of gratitude and all these processes to shift us into appreciation of things. And it can sometimes then get to be we use the word overkill, but it just is present all the time. And then what do? We kind of, oh, gratitude. Yeah, been there, done that, right? How many of you have had that sort of experience? Or are we at gratitude again? Yeah. Yeah, we do. Thanks, Colleen. Yeah. I do. I'm like, oh, criminy. Okay, well, what am I even going to talk about? Been there, done that. And as I really sat with a recognition of shifting from the outer mental part of me that experiences the world and the gimmicks and the cards and all the things that invite us intellectually into an experience. And I would love to invite us into that inner core spiritual experience of what true gratitude and thanksgiving are all about. And to recognize in practicing gratitude, we forget that we are all, as humanity, and not just humanity, but our entire world, our universe, is created of energy. They're energetic fields and layers and levels of vibration. John is a musician. Tim, you know the resonance, like even of a tuning fork. And the rest of us don't often pay a lot of attention, though how many of you have ever walked into the room and you could say the tension was so thick you could cut it with a knife? Well, what is that? That's an energetic field that we're experiencing. Or you walk into somewhere, maybe you've traveled around the world, or you just walk into a sacred place, or a beautiful field, or by a stream, and you feel something. And that's the energy of the vibration of all creation, everywhere present all the time. And we forget that our thoughts, our thinking is a part of laying hold of those energy vibrations. So I have some quotes for you, some readings. The first one is from Sheila Callahan. She's an author and a life coach. And she says, you and everything around you is pure energy. We sort of forget. You know, we think this is solid. Well, it appears solid. It's energy. Yes, even thoughts are energy, and that is especially important when you consider the law of affinity, which states that like attracts like. We talk about that in Unity. The Fillmores talk of like attracts like. Throughout time, spiritual teachings have taught about this law of attraction. It's been more focused on recently. But Plato, in 391 BC, before Christ, posited this idea of the law of affinity. And throughout spiritual traditions and writings, there is an awareness that this is a law of the universe, that like resonance attracts like. So she goes on to say, that's why it's especially important to remain mindful of how we use the power of our own thinking. Keep it positive because thoughts create energy which attracts more of the same. And it's kind of like, well, what does that really mean? And many of us have experienced the movie The Secret and so many things that have been written more currently about this concept of we create our reality. That is a higher absolute truth, excuse me, but in the relative world, in this moment, I would love to, you know, create a new car out in the parking lot, but I'm probably not going to do that in this moment. But I can create an energetic vibration of prosperity that gets sent forth, and I can resonate and move in and through that in all that I do. Amy Falchek, has a master's in public health and a doctorate in medicine. She says, despite its power, energy in and of itself is a neutral force. It is consciousness that directs its movement. If we think of this in terms of the energy and consciousness of the human experience, we may see that the more conscious we are, the more we direct our energy towards creation, connection, and evolution. Whew. Wow, friends. It gives us pause to begin recognizing, as it is said, we are the author of our experience, of our reality. And to know that we have choice, and it is the consciousness from which we come and that we draw forth that makes a difference in our lives. From Scripture in Colossians, it says, it's Colossians 2:8, it says, see to it that no one takes you captive through hollow and deceptive philosophy. What are we really talking about here? The metaphysics underlying this statement is, do not be distracted by the patterns of our habitual thinking that we have been taught, that we've learned, that race consciousness holds, that this is reality. Step aside from that limited viewpoint, that philosophy. Do not see to it that no one takes you captive through hollow and deceptive philosophy, which depends on human tradition and the basic principles of this world rather than on Christ. And what it's saying, rather than on the consciousness, that higher consciousness that was, Christ wasn't a person, Jesus was a person. We use the term Christ as the consciousness that Jesus demonstrated and lived. So, friends, as we're, you know, kind of moving into this wonderful time of Thanksgiving and of gratitude, and what a delightful time to begin recognizing that we have the choiceful power to begin shifting our focus, our thinking, where we spend most of our time, out of all the regular stuff. Doesn't your mind, like, you know, pop up every now and then? It's like, oh my gosh, I'm never going to get it all done. Oh my gosh, I don't know how to do this. Oh gosh, that person doesn't like me. You know, all those thoughts, all that thinking in our mind that has been in that neural network, has been planted, and over time has created this pathway that we just sort of live out of because we're not conscious. Because we sort of abdicate our own responsibility to be more aware. And so I'm talking today about making that shift. Making that conscious shift and recognize the power that lies in choicefully focusing on gratitude and the energy of thankfulness. Dr. Niranjan Seth Chaudhry. He's a cardiologist and an author of The Mind-Body Connection. He says the mind is a vast field of energy available to us all the time. Through awareness, we can mold the mind's energy into positively oriented thought forms. Through awareness, that's the key. We can modify and change the field of energy that comprises the mind. Mental alchemy, in which we turn raw mental energy into beneficial thoughts and actions, is within the reach of everyone, friends. This isn't some big, huge thing. And we don't have to feel like, oh my gosh, I can't possibly keep my mind on gratitude and positive thoughts all the time. That's not what it's about. Awareness is a willingness to notice, simply to notice, when all of a sudden we're going from the habitual thoughts that we have all the time and step back for a moment in order to say, what do I choose to focus on? What do I choose by going into the core of my being to open up into a limitless field of possibility that is the presence of Godness, of the breath of life in all of us? And I love this quote from Oprah Winfrey. I've used it before. She says, gratitude can transform any situation. It alters your vibration, moving you from the negative energy to positive. It's the quickest, easiest, most powerful way to affect change in your life, friends. Gratitude shifts our energetic fields. As gratitude shifts our energetic fields, we become prosperity magnets, friends. When I talk about prosperity, I'm talking about prosperity of feeling, prosperity of friendships, prosperity of experiences, prosperity of finances. As gratitude shifts our energetic fields, we become prosperity magnets. Like Plato said, the law of affinity, back 391 BC, an awareness of that concept, of that spiritual law of our universe, that like attracts like. And we are becoming more and more aware of that affinity. I love that word because we always call it the law of mind action or the law of attraction. But I like that, the law of affinity, the oneness. Yeah, that works together. And it is through, as Dr. Seth Chaudhry says, it is through our awareness. Well, so stepping back outside of the habitual thoughts and noticing when we're going down one of those roads, you know, on the hamster wheel, saying, okay, wait a minute. I don't have to fix it. I don't have to change it. All that's ours to do in that moment is to simply shift into an awareness of a sense of oneness, a sense of gratitude, a sense of connection to infinite spirit. From scripture in Jeremiah 30:19, it says, out of them shall come songs of thanksgiving, the voices of those who celebrate. I will multiply them, and they shall not be few. I will make them honored, and they shall not be small. So what this is saying is out of them shall come songs of thanksgiving, friends. When we are expressing, when we are resonating, when we are in that energetic field and vibrational expression of that which is gratitude, it says, I will multiply them. We will be multiplied. Our abundance will come to us. And I will make them honored and they shall not be small. So we can hear the underlying metaphysical message in this scripture. And I love this from 1 Thessalonians 5:16 through 18. And I think oftentimes it's misunderstood. It's quite simple. It says, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and give thanks in all circumstances. And I use this every year, so for those of you who have heard it now for quite a while, I just invite us all, though, because every time I pick it up and read it, I remember it doesn't say for all circumstances. That's where our brain takes us. Well, I'm not going to be thankful for my car breaking down or being diagnosed with an illness or losing someone that I care about. I'm not going to be thankful for that. It doesn't say that. That's a part of the human condition and our experiences. It says, rejoice always, pray without ceasing. In other words, have a consciousness of gratitude and give thanks in all circumstances. So as we resonate at that higher energy of gratitude, which on the scale of the emotional scale ranks almost as the highest vibrational rate we can be in, we attract that to us. And so whatever we are going through in that circumstance, a challenge, a doubt, a fear, it raises us into a place to be able to address it, to handle it, to be supported in and through it. Give thanks in all circumstances. So, friends, today I want us to kind of focus a little bit on, for the next couple of weeks, practicing more of a consciousness or more of an awareness around gratitude. And we could just make this a delightful, fun thing to do. So I invite you to just be aware of your thinking. And step back for a moment when your mind's going around and don't we start with a story? I start with a story. And then I embellish it. And then it gets even bigger. And politics is one that recently I've been kind of blowing up around. And a lot of times I don't get that involved. I did this year. And I notice every time I turn on the TV, it's like, whoa, I'm right here. Oh, okay. Breathe. Step back. You know, outer appearances are what everybody's all saying, and all that's all habitual mind belief systems. Friends, we can step back and breathe. And giving thanks in all circumstances, if we were to send the energy of gratitude out so that it is the envelope of light that moves from us and out into our world, can you imagine the difference it would make? Rather than sitting here stewing and adding to that negative energy. So we don't have to change the circumstances out there. It's just about changing the focus of our consciousness and our being willing to be grateful. This is something I'd like to share with you from Inc.com, Jessica Stillman. It's a website. She says, the more practice you give your brain at feeling and expressing gratitude, the more it adapts to this mindset. You could even think of your brain as having a sort of gratitude muscle that can be exercised and strengthened. The more of an effort you make to feel gratitude one day, the more the feeling will come to you spontaneously in the future. Isn't that cool? Man, we can exercise our gratitude muscle. In short, practicing gratitude seems to kick off a healthful, self-perpetuating cycle in your brain. Friends, we are not locked into old habitual belief systems. And Melanie Greenberg, Dr. Melanie Greenberg, she's a clinical and health psychologist, she says, experiencing and expressing gratitude is an important part of any spiritual practice. It opens the heart and activates positive emotion centers in the brain. Regular practice of gratitude can change the way our brain neurons fire into more automatic positive patterns. Phew. We are the author, friends, of our own experience. And even just one moment of gratitude is so much more powerful than anything else because it carries with it the truth of the resonance of the experience of God. And it shifts and changes us, just those few little moments. And Rhonda Byrne, who was one of the authors and part of the movie The Secret, she says, there are no limits to the good you can bring forth to you. And by practicing gratitude daily, you will increase and maximize your magnetic power to attract a life beyond your wildest dreams. So friends, I'm going to invite Chrissy up here to join with me. We have a grateful, thankful, blessed board here, and I'm going to set it up here. Does that work, Kevin? And Chrissy, can you stand on that side over there? My hair is longer. I don't want to be near the candle. There we go. Okay, so what I'm going to do, I'm going to invite those of you who are watching. I always point over to Susan because she's sitting over there and she has her screen on. I want those of you who are at home to begin typing into your comments anything, any one word, any two words that you are grateful for. I want you guys to start showering out those words right here and right now. Chrissy and I are going to be writing as fast as we can all over this board. And we're going to just be resonating in that experience of gratitude. So come on down. Come on. Come on.
I'm grateful for Reverend Sandy. Thank you. I needed this message today. Just saying.
Thank you. Oh, my God. What about the snow? I'm going to put snow. I love snow.
What do you got, Colleen?
Grateful for pets.
Pets. Oh.
Fur babies.
Grateful for this body that's made this long.
Oh.
Friendships.
Friendships.
Warmth.
Love.
Home.
I've got love.
Home.
Oh, yeah. And Susan has some.
Life, love, unity.
I've got life. Oh, we've already got love. And what was the other one?
Unity.
Unity.
Sun.
S-O-N?
S-U-N.
Modern plumbing.
What was that, Susan?
Modern plumbing.
Oh, modern plumbing. Go ahead for that. And John Stratton?
Family.
Family.
My cats.
Did Vicky put that?
No, Cecilia.
Oh, Cecilia. Okay, we got music twice because that's important.
Oh,
no, put art. No. No, I mean, we both wrote it because we love it. Yeah, Susan?
So we've got Finding Unity from Tamara. Blankets from Kelsey.
Okay, wait. Finding Unity. Okay, we've got blankets.
Okay, from Greg Stanton, we have thankful for my home.
Home's on there.
Food.
Food. I love food.
From Vicky, we have music, blue sky, family. From Tamara, we have my home and love of family.
Okay. Community. What was that? Beloved, the beloved.
Kindness.
I'm really thankful.
Gentility.
I'm thankful for the air we breathe.
I was just going to say, I was thinking about birds and, yeah.
You can put that nature and birds.
Natural.
Yeah, outside. Yeah.
Do we have snow on here?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Okay. Tim.
Time to rest.
Yes, thankful for
the seasons. The seasons.
Go ahead and put that, yeah. Water. Do we have water on here yet? Vicky's at home going, yes, indeed. California's scrambling with that a little bit. Okay, what else?
Ability to think.
Ability to create.
New thoughts.
Ah. That was so exciting. The board leaped right off the thing.
Reflex.
Thanks, John.
Oh, Susan.
Greg Stanton says, the rain we got here in Southern California. And Vicky says, hummingbirds, clean, plentiful water.
Okay, so we put water, but I'm going to put clean, plentiful, and you put hummingbirds.
Hummers.
Oh. Yeah. Hi, Greg. And what did? Hi, Greg. It's, thanks for being on today in California. What did he say? I'm sorry.
Greg. He said the rain we got here in Southern California.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Sunshine. Do we have sunshine on there?
Yeah, sun.
Oh, yeah, sun. I've
okay.
Heard
what?
Yeah.
Food?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yummy food.
Yummy. I'm going to put yummy food. There we go. Susan.
And Tamara says, creativity, critical thinking.
Okay. How about freedom?
Generosity.
And Vicki says, health, smiles, laughter.
You do health. Okay, you've got laughter. I've got health. And smiles. Now we have a picture.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Justice.
No, we're not. Not ever, because we can write on over. Forgiveness. Whoa.
That's a big one.
Just the wealth culture.
Wealth. Prosperity. Wealth.
Culture.
No. Okay. Yeah. LT. Wealth of culture. Finances. And I know we've got friends somewhere, but we're going to put it all together. Can you spell okay? Susan.
And Karen Libby says, the beauty of the snow.
Yes.
Mental health.
You do beauty of snow. Mental health. Okay, we'll kind of wrap this up a little bit. Any more from here from the room? What, say it.
Love from the divine, of the divine.
Love of the divine. Or from the divine.
Yeah.
Okay. So what I'm going to invite you to do during the next couple of weeks before Thanksgiving is each day take a moment to either text or email, or if you don't do that, you can send a card each day, or if you send a card, however you want to do that. But each day, open up your text someone, and share with them what you are grateful for. And you can just say, I'm experiencing gratefulness today for, and I wanted to share that with you. Just think of how that will touch their hearts as well as yours. Or you can say, I wanted to let you know I am grateful for you. So be in touch with at least one person each day, or 5 or 6 or 10 or 20, or however many you want to be in touch with. You can send a group text. Say, I love you all. Yeah. And participate in that and begin to notice what shift that you experience in your own being. And so in closing of the talk today, I would again just invite you to be aware of shifting your focus out of something that is distracting you from an awareness of gratitude, and just breathe into the core of your being. Don't just sort of let it flit across your mind, but breathe into it and feel it. And I will share this quote from abundanceandhappiness.com that says, consistently expressing sincere and heartfelt gratitude for what you already have is the underlying and often overlooked force which opens doors to immeasurable abundance and happiness, friends. Let's just be in that energetic vibration of gratitude, opening ourselves and becoming positive field magnets that we then can share with others.